This is Morning Edition on NHPR. 14 Republican presidential candidates are taking part in tonight's Voters First Forum at St. Anselm College. Now, that may sound like a lot, but organizers say it's all about staying true to the spirit of the primary process. Media outlets in New Hampshire, Iowa, and South Carolina have organized the forum in response to networks shutting out low polling candidates in nationally televised debates. Now, you can hear tonight's two-hour forum live here on NHPR. It starts at 7. Trent Spinner is executive editor of the New Hampshire Union Leader, one of the co-sponsors of the forum. He joins us now to talk about the event. Good morning, Trent.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Trent, tonight's forum comes just 3 days before the Fox News debate that really kind of set things in motion here. You know, Fox News announced it would use national polling data to choose just 10 Republican candidates to invite. What was the reaction here in the Granite State when that was announced?
Local Republicans were upset that only the top 10 candidates in national polls were being considered for this very first debate. They said, we heard from Republicans across the state and also in Iowa and South Carolina. They said, hey, we want to have an opportunity to meet all of the candidates. And so what we said as a news organization was Fox News is not providing some critical information that our readers and listeners and viewers are interested in. We're going to step in and fill that hole.
Talk about the planning that went into this event.
The amount of planning that went into this event was incredible. We have 14 candidates. We have more than 500 people in the audience, and not to mention 2 hours worth of very informative questions. To pull this all together and in just a matter of weeks took a lot of help from our partners and also a lot of excellent members of the Union Leader staff. The campaigns were incredibly helpful through all of this. They were very understanding of what we were trying to do, and they did not have any major demands. And look, they're committed. They want to win Iowa. They want to win New Hampshire. They want to do what's right, and they want this opportunity to be able to speak directly to the voters.
I mean, we should say this isn't a debate forum. We should say this is a forum, meaning that candidates will be speaking, but they're not going to be they're not going to be addressing each other.
Right. This is a forum, and so every candidate will have his or her own time on the stage. There will be 2 rounds. Every candidate's going to have about 7 minutes total on stage. We've created the questions. We took input. We asked readers in Iowa, South Carolina, and here in New Hampshire to send us the topics they'd like to hear about. We got thousands of responses, people who want to hear about immigration, national debt, college debt, health care. And so we used those topics to inform our questions. And what you'll see, hopefully, tonight is that the questions that we ask really will help people understand how these candidates are different on some topics.
Nearly every major Republican candidate is taking part, except for the one that's currently at the top of the New Hampshire polls, and that, of course, is Donald Trump. He chose not to take part. And can you give us his reasoning?
Sure. Let me bring you behind the scenes on that one a little bit. Donald Trump sent a letter to the publisher. He was upset. There was a tongue-in-cheek editorial in the Union Leader basically calling Donald Trump a hero. It was sarcastic, and it came after Donald Trump said Senator John McCain was not a war hero. Mr. Trump sent a letter to the publisher, signed Donald, saying that he's a businessman and he's got $1 billion worth of money, and his instinct, he built this business using his instinct, and that his instinct tells him he's not going to get the endorsement of Joe McQuaid, and so he's out.
Trent Spinner is executive editor of the New Hampshire Union Leader. He joined us to talk about the forum taking place at St. Anselm College tonight between the 14 Republican candidates running for president. You can hear that forum live beginning at 7 o'clock right here on NHPR. Trent, thanks for the time.
Thank you.